One of our longstanding guests is Howard Tolman. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. He has done it all or seen it all, and the article we're talking about today is posted on Inc.com. Did you hear any of our conversation with Congressman Darren LaHood from the 16th District, Howard?
Yeah, I did. I'm amazed that he didn't know anything about the whole Zuckerberg thing.
That's a little unbelievable, isn't it?
Me. I mean, it doesn't surprise me because, I mean, and he's a decent guy, but I mean, these people like, Patel, who's, in charge of the FBI, saying, oh, that's not my lane. You know, I mean, these people, it's just insane what's going on. I don't know what else to tell you.
I'm glad that he read all 900 pages of the bill that he signed, though, because I know there are congresspeople who didn't, and that is astounding to me.
You know, they sometimes sort of use the royal we in that context. I mean, I think that none of these people read the entire bill in detail before it was passed. Some of them may be catching up now, and some of them are still having it being explained to them. So I think it's going to be several weeks more before we even start to understand what the implications are of some of the stuff that's in that bill.
Absolutely.
And it's frightening, and it's sad. It's really sad. But anyway, today I thought I would turn this into like a PSA for you.
I like it because I can't tell you how many people tell me, even my kid, he spent 3 hours laying out why I need to launch a podcast, when I need to launch a podcast, and I said there's no monetary value to it. And you're pretty much talking about all the people my age who are looking for a new career, Substackers, podcasters, bloggers, and it doesn't always work out for everyone, does it?
Well, listen, I mean, you have to be honest with yourself. And what I was going to say is if you just took the headlines, the five headlines from that article and put it up on your website, I think it would be helpful to literally hundreds of people that are going through this drill where they think they can do it and they don't understand that it takes time and you have to invest your time and you don't get any money back for a hunk of time. A lot of people don't have the stomach to do it. And particularly I think of this as professionals who are used to being objective and everything else. And these things are not selling education. They're selling entertainment or enragement. And you have to be willing to, and have the stomach to sort of cut it down to such chewable little pieces that people can understand without bothering to think about any of it. And then, it's brutal. I mean, to do this 7 days a week and fill and feed the beast is tough. And last but not least, the gold rush days are probably over. This mm-hmm. I call it the share the scraps economy these days. You just might be too late. It's just, not everybody gets a chance. And, this is already a situation where, 1% are making a great living and 99% are starving.
And that's why there's so much crap that we have access to. Everybody's throwing everything out there to see if it sticks and if they can make a buck off of it.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, I think the hardest thing is to understand how tough it is to generate something. I on my blog, and I've had my blog for 20 years or something, however, but, I said, sort of the log line is write something that, that's worth reading and that, that you're not embarrassed to put out there. And that's why I say, some of these people that are leaving major media outlets and stuff, and they think they're going to go do their own thing. I really don't know if they have the stomach to dumb this down to the point where it becomes something that the crowd is attracted to or willing to listen to. I mean, you can't express, some reasonable thoughts and both sides of some of these questions. There actually are two sides on some of these questions. You can't do that in 5 minutes, mm-hmm. or in a couple of tweets or something.
Well, and a lot of people don't want both sides. They want to hear what they believe.
No, that's exactly right. It's all about they want affirmation. They don't want education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the education part of the data processing centers. We've talked about this in the past and what they do to the water supply and how maybe local municipalities and mayors and county boards might not be well equipped to say no to these big entities who will seriously impact their communities in the future?
Yeah, you know, I wrote about this a few months ago when it was clear that Aurora was becoming one of the major data centers in the country, and whether they would even have drinkable water in the next 5 years or something. And it's a horrible trade, but it reminds me of, you know, the Skyway deal, because it's hard to turn down the upfront money. And very frankly, Lisa, I'll tell you, somebody has to make these long-term energy investments. Our government isn't going to do it because we have a bunch of morons. And private industry, except for these billionaires, just, you know, even the venture community, even all these investors, you know, they want a 3 to 5 year return. They're not looking to invest for 10 and 20 year projects. And to his credit, you know, Zuckerberg, and I rarely give him credit, but I mean, to his credit, having the perspective of saying, you know, I'm in it for the long, long haul. We're going to need this energy. And, you know, this is the Andy Grove, who was a genius at Intel many years ago, said, you know, they asked him what was going to happen in a plant he was building that wasn't going to come online for 5 years. And he said, I don't really know, but I know that if I don't start building the plant now, when I need it, I won't have it. Right. And, you know, that's really where we're at with all these climate, energy, you know, pollution. All these different things are investments that we, you know, you can't make it with a short horizon. You can't make it with somebody who wants a quick turnaround.
Well, I just think that our legislators should be well aware of what they are doing and what they might be able to contribute, but to put up guide rails, put up laws, put up legislation to prevent them from eventually causing us, their constituents, harm.
We barely got protection on AI, you know, in the bill where they were trying to, you know, keep the states out of it. It's like, you know, this is what's so insane about what's going on with the whole maggot, you know, world. I mean, on the one hand, they're like, you know, we're for small government, keep them out of our business. And then when the states actually have something that's a legitimate concern, they're like, oh, no, we don't want the states to have anything to do with this. It's you really can't make sense out of a great deal of what's going on today. I'm sorry to say.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us, Howard. We always appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
The article we were talking about is posted on Inc.com. It's titled, Succeeding on Substack is Harder Than It Looks.